Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Today I'm joined by Kurt Elster to talk about how he has monetized his technical expertise by selling sponsorships on his Shopify podcast. Enjoy. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Can you quickly tell people a little bit about yourself for context?
Sure. So I've been working on my own for 8 years now, and I run a Shopify consultancy. So it's an e-commerce platform with 500,000 stores. But we run a Shopify expert consultancy for Shopify merchants in which we help Shopify store owners uncover hidden profits in their store. So it's very similar to what you might find in like a WordPress dev shop, but with a focus on strategy. And I think that's the big difference in what we do.
Interesting. And you come from a web development background, WordPress, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah. When we started very early on, like our first early successes were partnering with creative agencies to do their WordPress development for them. So we did like big custom WordPress projects for like Verizon, the NFL, Hilton Hotels, and they were cool, but they were stressful. And despite the huge budgets, the effective hourly rate was actually very low, and we were the low man on the totem pole. And it was very frustrating. And at the same time, we were doing Shopify work, and we'd finish those projects and go, that was easy. And then we would like go back to toiling on these WordPress projects where like it was just like you're having stress dreams and ulcers. I mean, like just the worst of it. Thinking that this was what you should do because this is what everybody does. And then one day, I believe 3 years ago in October, I said, wait, why don't we just do Shopify? And like within 60 days of doing that, we were getting referrals from people I didn't know to people I didn't know. And it's just been a roller coaster ride since then.
Awesome. Yeah, you just moved into a big fancy new office, didn't you?
Yeah, we're in... it's kind of cool. We're in a luxury mall called Old Orchard outside, like 20 minutes outside Chicago. We're on the fifth floor of this professional building, and I look down, I could see the Lord and Taylor building from here. So we're running an e-commerce shop from within like an epicenter of brick and mortar retail, which I think is kind of cool.
I love that. That's awesome. Cool. So the main reason I wanted to have you on today is to talk about selling sponsorships for your podcast, the Unofficial Shopify Podcast, because my focus is to get people away from trading time for money. And one of the things that I'm seeing a number of former devs, I mean, I still consider you sort of in the dev space, but former or current developers who are monetizing things like mailing lists and podcasts and membership communities. And I know you've had a success with the sponsorship thing. So I was hoping you could talk a little bit about that, like how that got started, whatever numbers you can share, that
sure.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. So we started, I had wanted to do a podcast because I had guested on several. And like the first time I guest on a podcast, I was terrified. The first several I was on, I got a little bit drunk before I did it. And at the end of the, like after the first one, at the end of them, people would say, oh, you should host your own podcast. And after like several people say it unprompted, you start to believe them. So I said, oh, we should host our own podcast. And so we did, called it the Unofficial Shopify Podcast. It was a working title and it stuck. And our first month was September 2014. We had 150 downloads. And then the next month we had 400 and then 400. And then it started to pick up where in October 2017, we had almost 30,000 downloads. So it's stacking the bricks. It's publishing on a regular schedule and being consistent. And over time, it grew. And along the way, somewhere along the line when we started getting, say, like 3,000-4,000 downloads a month, so like 1,000 downloads a week, someone who did fulfillment for e-commerce stores just emailed us and said, hey, do you do sponsorships? And I said, I guess so, now that you ask. They're like, well, how much is it and what are the details? And I said, well, I'll pay someone to do a voiceover that's like 30 seconds. It's got to be like 110 words. Give me a banner and I'll link to it. And you know what? I'll even interview for the show and it's like $250 and it's just one episode. And what it was interesting, once you had one one person who popped up as a sponsor, and we didn't have any for a while, and then another person said, hey, you do sponsorships, right? Yeah. And by then, what I did, like, once someone asked, I created a Gumroad, a product on Gumroad, just because it's very quick and easy. Not that, like, I think Gumroad is great. It was just what I had, and it was easy, where they could purchase the sponsorship. And then, I said, well, why don't we do, you know, looking at my e-commerce background, I said, listen, if you buy in a bundle, I'll give you a discount. So I said, you could buy, like, upfront, we had a drop down, and you could pick, like, one episode, four episodes, eight episodes. And it was a sliding scale. And the way I figured out the pricing was I was just Googling, like, random phrases for podcast sponsorships. And I found that Nathan Barry, who wrote the book Authority and now runs ConvertKit, he had a Gumroad product page put up for selling sponsorships for a podcast that I don't think he's done for a while. And he had, like, all the details there and the price. So I just said, well, if it works for Nathan Barry, why not me? And that was, I used his pricing, like his discount, his pricing, his discounts, and, like, essentially his description of it. Like, I took it and rewrote it. And then, like, there was nothing scientific at all about it. I just thought, all right, well, we'll try it and see if anyone buys it. And sure enough, I got a sponsor. And once you have one, like, consistent sponsor, my fear was it would drive people away. It doesn't. It adds legitimacy where they go, oh, like, this thing is for real because someone else is paying to sponsor it, which is interesting. And once I had one recurring sponsor, then I got where I had sold, like, the block of eight upfront. Then I had another show up and say, well, can I sponsor it? And once I had two, that was just like a regular thing where people go, oh, I want to sponsor your podcast. And I have to say, no, well, I'm sorry, we've got, you know, two sponsors and those are our slots and that's that. And recently, the real optimization came when I just switched it to a subscription. So, like, oh, you want to sponsor my podcast? Yeah, sure. It's a flat monthly fee for four episodes. It's a subscription, cancel anytime. And once people, you know, they set it, it works, they stick with it. So I've had, like, one sponsor we've had for over a year.
That's amazing. Now, is this something that is serious money or is it just fun money?
It's $43,000 a year.
Oh, well, that's not nothing.
No, it's not at all. So, I mean, we have two sponsors on an $1,800 a month subscription times 12, $43,000.
Nice. That's nothing to sneeze at. I'm sure there are quite a few people listening for whom that would be, you know, that could be a third or a half of their income for the year. And it's, yeah, how much time would you say you spend on it? Because I know that's people are going to be like, well, you know, doing the ads and paying for the ad, you know, the voiceovers and putting the banners up. Like, is it a lot of work?
No. So I use, you record, I tell them, hey, here's a, like, give me, I just tell them, give me bullet points on what you want to cover. And then I write the script for it. I now record it. I say, listen, I can record it as the host, or I can send the script to a voiceover artist off Fiverr. It literally cost me $6 to get it done. And everybody says, well, why don't you do it? So I don't even have to spend the $6 anymore. So I write the script based on their bullet points, record it myself, send it to them. And really, I mean, it's like 20 minutes worth of work. And then we let that, I just keep reusing that same ad. And then periodically I'll reach out and say, hey, like, if I notice a sponsor has new features or something, I'll say, hey, did you want to update your script? And I say, yeah. So here's the new bullet points and I'll redo it. And then we have a banner that goes in there and we use Simplecast. So it's saved once. It's literally just a checkbox to mark it. And then the ad, you're just in post, you're just pasting it in the front of the show. So it's very, like, as far as the actual time commitment, it is, you know, 5% additional effort on top of, like, already producing a podcast.
Right, right. Okay. And the podcast itself is presumably a part of your sales funnel. I would think that you get clients, right? So you do the podcast for free.
Yeah, we would be doing the podcast no matter what. So we say the podcast is a labor of love, but it's our primary, realistically, it is our primary lead gen source. It adds a ton of, it adds authority. It lets people get to know, you know, I'm doing biz dev, so it lets people get to know me in, like, a completely hands-off, low-pressure way. And then when they get on the phone with me, they go, oh, Kurt, I feel like I already know you. Well, I'll say, mm-hmm. Yeah, you do, because I'm myself on the podcast, right, as I am here, right? We would be doing it no matter what. And then just having the sponsorships just like, oh, it's free money. But it also, you know, it means that we have to do the podcast no matter what. There's no, like, I don't feel like doing it this week. You know, so it keeps us.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. So it adds, like, it's a client deliverable. It's like, I have to do it and I have to do it well. So I like that it adds that. And then, of course, the money is always nice.
Right. Well, awesome. That's been great. That's exactly what I was hoping to hear. Thank you very much for that. And I wonder, where can people find out more about you online?
Sure. Head to KurtElster.com or Google me, Kurt Elster. You'll find my website, and sign up for my newsletter, or, you know, follow me on on Twitter at Kurt Inc., K-U-R-T-I-N-C. And if you send me a thoughtful question, I'm happy to send you a thoughtful reply.
Awesome. And of course, you can check out the unofficial Shopify podcast, dear listener. Hey folks, just want to let you know that I recently upgraded my mentoring program to include 6 months of unlimited 24/7 access to my private Slack community. So in addition to unlimited email and phone calls, you can now ping me in Slack at your leisure. You can find out more at expensiveproblem.com/mentoring. Hope to see you there.